Bible study, a time to study, ask questions, and fellowship around the Word of God with Apostle Kyron and Pastor Kimberly Buford of New Antioch Christian Fellowship of Stafford, Virginia, with Breaking Chains and Young Adult Talk. Join us live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at 858-357-9137.
Well, praise the Lord, and thank you for joining us tonight on Bible study, Tuesday night Bible study with New Antioch Christian Fellowship of Stafford. This is Pastor Kimberly Buford. And before we get started, let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your love. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done, are doing, and will do. We thank you, Lord God, for all things, the good, the bad, and the ugly, Lord God, because all it takes all that to get to where it is that you're trying to get us to go, Lord God. Father, we repent of our sin. We repent of our shortcomings, our attitudes, our failings, everything in us that does not reflect your glory, Lord God. We repent, and we ask you for mercy, Lord God. We thank you for being a loving Father. We thank you, God. You are so good. You are better to us than we could ever deserve, Lord God. For that, we say thank you. Lord God, use us tonight. Use Pastor Rosie. Use us, Lord God, as vessels to allow your word to go forth, to break chains and destroy yokes, Lord God, to set the captives free. Let your word be used to do that which you called it to do. We will be careful to give you all glory, honor, and praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there anyone else on the line tonight?
I am on the line. This is Pastor Rosie.
Hello?
Hello, this is Pastor Rosie. I'm on the line.
Hi, Pastor Rosie. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Well, to those who are on the line tonight, Pastor Rosie is going to be our teacher for the next several weeks. And so I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Pastor Rosie. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I hear a lot of people on the line. Great. Welcome, welcome. Can you all hear me very well?
Can you hear me really well?
It sounds like you're breaking up a little bit. Pastor Rosie?
Yes, can anyone hear me?
Yes, ma'am. It just sometimes you sound like you're breaking up just a little bit.
Okay, I'll start.
But you sound
talking,
good. You sound pretty good right now.
Okay, if anyone cannot hear me, please just feel free to cut in and let me know, and I'll reposition my phone. Okay?
Okay.
First of all, I just want to thank you for the prayer. And I just want to thank everybody who has joined us tonight. And I want to take this time to show recognition. So if you don't mind, would you mind letting me know who is on the phone? An introduction to you, please. Hello?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat it? I can't hear you.
Okay. Hold on. Let me just
try to do this one-handedly. Can you hear me? One moment. Can you hear me better now?
Now, yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, I had you on speaker, and I guess the speaker phone doesn't work for
it
this
line. It
kind of
goes in and out a lot.
Okay, I won't use speaker. Okay, I won't use speaker phone. Okay, I just wanted to thank everybody who have tuned in tonight, and I also would like to know who's on the line. If you don't mind, would you take this time to introduce yourself? Don't everybody talk at the same time.
Well, Janoia, I'm here.
I'm sorry,
but I'm
going
to be muting my phone. Janoia?
Janelia. Hi, Janelia. Welcome.
Hey, Sister Janelia.
Hi.
You can feel well. You can mute your phone, but I want you to unmute it sometimes and comment. I want to hear your lovely voice, okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
This is Pastor Buford. How's everybody doing tonight?
Apostle Buford, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Great.
How are you?
Great.
Wonderful. Who else is on the line?
Gilliam. How you doing?
Pastor Gilliam, welcome.
How are you?
Anyone else? Anyone else?
I'm on the phone also. Good evening, everyone. And
I'm
God
sorry,
bless.
Who is it?
Peaches, I had lunch with you Saturday.
Oh, Peaches. Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Peaches.
How are you? How is
Praise
everyone
God.
Tonight? I told you I was going to join you.
Yes, you did.
And I'm
Miss
here.
Peaches, and Miss Peaches, if you don't mind me calling you Miss Peaches, welcome. This is a very casual time where we are very serious about an important matter, and that's the work of God. Anyone else on the phone? Anyone else on the phone? My Kia, hi, Miss Scholar. Okay. Anyway,
that was my Kia, right?
Yes, my Kia.
Yes. Oh, okay. Hey, sweetie.
I have, you know what, I just thank God because I have heavy hitters on the phone tonight. All these scholars on the phone. I feel privileged. I am going to learn something tonight.
We all are.
Praise God.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I was told, well, actually I was on the line last week, and I understand that we have been this month on discussing prayer, talking about prayer. And so I am going to continue with that. Pastor Buford did a wonderful job last week and the week before. So I'm going to just continue with this. Now,
amen.
You know, I just want to start out by saying this. Prayer is a, my goodness, I don't know who chose this subject.
God.
But you're right.
That's true.
Right. But you know what? I don't think we have enough hours in the day. I don't think we have enough days in the month, enough months in the year to talk enough about prayer.
Amen.
It is so, so important. And you know something, as a Christian, would you say that it's sort of like our lifeline?
Yes, it is.
Amen.
You know,
right.
It's our lifeline. But, you know, in saying that, I don't know about you guys, but I have heard with my own ears, and whose else's ears would I hear from? I've heard with my own ears so-called Christians who don't know what prayer really is. They have asked me, well, how do you pray? You know, what is it? I know that sounds silly, but it is the truth. I have heard it myself. Have you guys ever come across not non-Christians, but Christians who really don't understand prayer?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Pastor Rosie, you know, Pastor Rosie, the thing is when you have, the thing is people think prayer is something that it's not. Because, you know, sometimes you go places and you hear people and all of their flowery words and, you know, almost benevolent, omnipotent, omnipresent God of the whatever. You hear people with all this big words and all of this stuff, and it's like, ooh, ah. And that's the way you're supposed to pray. And people look at it as some big show almost.
That's right.
Instead of recognizing that it's merely a conversation with God.
It's a conversation with God.
But that's not how it's taught. That's not how people make it look in a lot of situations. Mm-hmm. So if you're never taught that it's a conversation with God, then you think that all of that hoopla is actually what it is.
That's right. We have a tendency to make it seem like something that's unattainable. Unless
right.
you are a scholar, unless you have gone to seminar, seminary, I'm sorry,
mm-hmm.
or some Bible school or something, we make people feel like it's unattainable, and I do believe that's why a lot of people. One of the reasons why so many people will not come out to churches for prayer. Or will they come to church early for prayer? And this is not to talk bad about people. I just believe that they're afraid that they're going to be put on the spot. And they cannot measure up. They cannot measure up. But
amen.
Yeah, tonight I want to get rid of that myth. I want to get rid of that myth. You know, God, our creator, is just that. He created each one of us. And when he created us, he created our style. He created our voices. He created our personalities. Now, sometimes we go too far with those personalities, however. But God made us who we are. And he knows exactly what our voices sound like, and he wants to hear our voices.
Amen.
He wants to hear us. Some of us speak with broken language, you know. Some of us, how do you say it, break verbs. Some of us stumble. My father used to stutter all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And but I'm telling you, when he prayed in his stuttering, I'm telling you, eyes would be wet. People would be crying. Things would happen when he would pray because he was praying from the
heart,
from his spirit.
Amen.
And
amen.
That's what God is looking for. He wants to know what's on your mind. He wants to
that's
have
right.
a conversation with you.
Guess
he
what?
Longs to hear us talk to him.
Yes.
And he's not asking us to give a dissertation. Mikey, what does dissertation mean? I'm kidding. I'm just joking. Dissertation. God is not looking for us to give these 2-hour prayers. I mean, it's wonderful when you pray that long. I mean, it's amazing if you can go into deep prayer with the Lord. And sometimes we do, and you look at the clock and say, oh, my goodness, how in the world have I been here this long? Has it ever happened to you guys?
Yes.
You know, you're just praying and you don't realize that time has gone by because your heart is so full. You're praying to your lover. You're praying to your husband. You're praying to your provider. You're
right.
praying to the one that keeps you at night and praying to the one that keeps you during the day, praying to the one that answers all your prayers, you know? And so that's the person who wants to hear your voice. And I promise you, I'm not going to do all the talking, guys. But I'm thinking about the married couples on the phone. I can only think of maybe all of you are married except Mykia and Jonia.
Right.
Let's just think about this. I'll start with Pastor Gillian.
Right.
Pastor Gillian, suppose you married your wife because you're in love with her and she's in love with you and you guys have become one. And that's what marriage is all about, is becoming one.
Right.
And so when you're, he laughs.
Sometimes.
Even in the abrasiveness, you're still one.
Amen. Amen.
Now, when you, if you get home first, and you're every night, and your wife comes through the door, and she just looks at you and just passes by and just go ahead and do what she wants to, the first night you may just say, "Oh well, I just didn't hear her say hello." But after the first night, aren't you going to start feeling some kind of way about that?
Well, you're going to do more than feeling.
No, not really.
You're going to do more than feeling. Well, let me
check. Yeah, I mean, it all depends on who it is. I mean, you know,
I'm talking about your wife.
Yeah.
No,
she'll do
not
more
really.
Than, yeah. She's going to do more than just going to talk about it. She'll do more than that.
I mean, you're living
in the
beginning, same
you
house
may not,
together.
But as time goes on, I mean, in the beginning you will, but as time goes on, you say, "Oh,
right.
Well, she must have a lot on her mind." But in the beginning, you're going to be very concerned.
Okay, but do you not long to hear her voice talking to you?
Yes, you do.
Or to hear
yes.
his voice talking to you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You do.
That's,
you do.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be looking sideways at somebody. I'm going to be looking sideways at somebody like, you forgot
right.
something? You forgot
right.
how to
but
speak?
I would think all the, all depends, though, you know, because, you know, I come in the house all the time. I have a routine. I do what I do. It don't mean anything. And whatever she do, it don't mean anything. But, you know, I mean, if there is an issue or something that we need to discuss or anything based on how she may look at me or I look at her, then that's a different story.
But no, you keep doing that thing for a month.
No.
Somebody going to be looking at somebody.
Saying,
close eyes.
He doesn't speak. You're going to notice that.
Okay.
No.
Okay, see, I mean, this because, go ahead.
No, the reason why I say that is because, you know, after a while, you get to know each other. You know,
yeah, but
and,
you don't acknowledge
you know, sure.
your existence in the house?
Oh, yes, definitely. When someone comes through the door
well,
or something,
what I'm
that's,
but that's what
but
I'm
you might not
about.
Carry on a conversation after the fact. You might say, hey there, or something like that, and you keep on moving it, you know. Yeah,
but
you don't
that's
necessarily
what I'm
have
talking
to get into
about.
A deep discussion. Right.
I never said deep discussion. I said acknowledge the person in the house.
Right.
And that's how God is, and that's how God is with us. He wants us to acknowledge Him.
Yeah.
When we open
yeah.
our eyes in the
Amen.
Morning,
yeah.
are we
that's
not
right.
going to say good morning?
Oh yes, Lord, I thank you. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we not?
Yes.
That's
oh
true.
My goodness, we acknowledge Him.
Acknowledge Him.
We acknowledge
you
His presence.
He allowed you to be there another day.
Yes, we are married to Him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there. And now I know where everybody's heart is. Okay. Okay, listen, guys. I just want to say that we never, ever, 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 ever outgrow our need for prayer.
No,
and as a matter of fact, can you imagine Adam and Eve in the garden walking and talking? I mean, everything was just perfect. And then one day they found themselves outside and they couldn't get back in.
Yes.
And they couldn't get back in. Now, you know they wanted to talk. Not just God wanted to hear their voice, but they wanted to talk.
Yeah.
And And so I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said that's true. Yeah, that
mm-hmm.
is true.
That's true.
Ever since the fall of man, and we recognize this need for prayer.
Right.
They've recognized it. And we all, even those people who call themselves atheists, you
let
cannot tell
happen.
Me that they are not, they don't have an emptiness. They are not reaching out there. They need something to call on.
Let something happen. They holler, oh, my God.
And, yeah, at some point in your life, you're going to recognize your need for
yeah.
prayer.
Uh-huh.
You're going to
yeah,
cry
definitely.
Out for something. You're going to cry out
that's
for help,
right.
if nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know,
and,
I had an experience, actually, that caught me off guard that I didn't expect. I met a guy, and you know how people ride around and pick up trucks getting scrap, like metal and stuff, and taking it to the scrap yard and getting what they can get for it based on what they pay. So I met a guy that came on the property in which I work at, and this guy had an old raggedy pickup truck, and he had a raggedy pickup truck. And as I got to talking to the guy and how he was telling me that, you know, he trusts God, he pray and ask God for, you know, whatever he can get for the day to, you know, at least make some money, because they don't pay too much. You can have a truck load and only get $23, you know. But
mm-hmm.
then as I was looking, the guy had a Confederate flag on his truck. And
mm-hmm.
it just threw me off guard, because the fact that this guy was talking about how he trusts God and how God has always came through to him, and it touched me, the fact that I was listening to him say this. And he said
mm-hmm.
there's times he didn't have anything, but he prayed, and he said God always opened up a way for him. But when I saw
mm-hmm.
that Confederate flag, I was like, wow. And I had a whole different perspective of, you know, those with Confederate flag thinking it was about hate and they was racist and all that. But the fact of the matter
mm-hmm.
is this guy still was a praying guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so for him to make that statement, it touched me
mm-hmm.
because of the fact that I have been in the same situation, whereas that,
mm-hmm.
you know, we prayed and we believe and trust God for something, and God has opened up the door and made ways for us. So
mm-hmm.
I say that to say that, you know, we can't be judgmental when it comes down to prayer,
mm-hmm.
right? Because everybody
That's
has
right.
a heart to pray, and so we
mm-hmm.
may look at someone one way, but who are we to judge to say that God don't answer their prayers?
Right.
Because,
that's right.
you know, you see what I'm saying? Regardless of
right.
how racist they may be, we can't say that God don't answer their prayers.
Man yeah. looks on the outside. God looks
hey,
at
God
the
God
heart.
Heart.
The
but you
end.
Know what?
That's right.
Yes, he does. Uh-huh.
You know what? There are Muslims who pray, and Jesus
yes.
will appear to them in vision.
Mm-hmm.
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 They might have never heard
mm-hmm.
a sermon. May have never read a Bible,
mm-hmm.
but they reach out. Their heart
mm-hmm.
cries out to God, and he responds.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And these could be some of the most, quote-unquote, horrible people to us. They
mm-hmm.
still
yes.
belong to him.
Yeah.
Didn't Jesus say something? He said something to someone at one point. He said, I have sheep that are of another pasture, something to that
yes,
effect.
Yes,
another
he did.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Another soul,
exactly.
another pasture, another
yes.
soul. Yes, he did.
Exactly. So, I mean, we can't judge per se like that. However, we know what God, how God told us to be fruit inspectors. But at the same
yeah.
time, we have to allow God to be God, because we ain't God.
Let me interject for a moment, Pastor
mm-hmm.
Kim. I was
mm-hmm.
in John, the book of John, chapter 10, verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, I have, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also
mm-hmm.
I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
Let me repeat that. He said,
mm-hmm.
in John, chapter 10, verse 16, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, which means that
yes.
They might not be walking with us in this in this gathering.
Right.
Said,
mm-hmm.
You don't know about. And then
mm-hmm.
also I must bring. Remember when the disciples said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in your name,
mm-hmm.
and we asked him mm-hmm. to follow us, and he declined, so we forbid him. And Jesus mm-hmm. rebuked him and said, Listen,
that's
he
good.
Can hardly speak evil against me if he loved me. Them that are not against us are with us. Remember that?
That is good. That's right. That's so true.
That's so true. But you know,
just because they're not in our, in our, inside our four walls, if they are confessing
yes.
Jesus, and they are doing the, you can't do a miracle in the name of God and hate the Lord.
No, you
right.
can't.
That's right.
You
are
cannot.
You can't
yeah.
speak the name in power. You see, the seven sons of Sceva, they tried to use the name of Jesus, but didn't have
mm-hmm.
the connection of the relationship with him.
Right.
To have,
mm-hmm.
to have
mm-hmm.
access
yeah,
to his name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And when
true.
You know him personally, then you have
okay.
rights
mm-hmm.
and privileges that are bestowed upon us by virtue of being his child.
Right.
Amen.
And
amen.
Amen. And that still goes back mm-hmm. to love, too. As you spoke that, it still
mm-hmm.
goes back to love. Because
mm-hmm.
regardless, we still have to have love in it in order for all that to take place.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Absolutely.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is so true.
Because we've already said that, you know, prayer is a dialogue with the Father in an intimate way. It's an intimate dialogue. And we know what intimate means, you know, and you can't have that relationship without that love. You cannot. How are you going to do that with somebody you don't love? I mean, how are you going to talk intimately with them? I mean, how can it happen? I'm sorry, what? Oh, I thought you said it was myself. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. But you know what? After everything that we have said, one thing keeps coming to my mind. All these different people pray, and we all already established that it's the heart that what God is looking at and judging. Now,
right.
We at the same time we still see other people praying. We see Buddhists. We see. I don't think I'm gonna do any name calling, but we see many different groups of people praying.
Uh-huh.
And
mm-hmm.
And so we and a lot of Christians are praying.
Okay.
Yes.
So the question is, who are they praying to? A lot of people use the name of God, but is it really the God that we know? Is it really the God that we know?
They know God, Jehovah, Jireh.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's different names, mm-hmm. but depending on where you're from and you're bringing that.
Uh-huh.
But
that's
it's
right.
only one, and that's who everybody, they're praying to the same God, but this God has different names, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
It's known to some
right.
under one name and to another under another name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm not sure
only
I
one
completely
God.
Agree with that. I'm
yes.
not sure I completely
yes.
agree with that.
I don't know. No, I can't. No, I don't know.
Go ahead.
Remember,
oh,
Jesus said,
about when really
Jesus said no man come to the Father but by me.
But by me.
Unless they're using the name of Jesus to access mm-hmm. one God, the Lord God, Jehovah. You know, that's
Jehovah.
The only name
okay.
given. Under heaven by which men might be saved. And
amen.
You make the distinction. You understand? See, listen. Even
mm-hmm.
in today's society, in corporate America, or the world society in general, people are not offended by the name God.
Come
no,
on, they're
anything
not.
Can be called
now,
the God.
That's why I brought
God.
It up. Good for you. Go ahead.
When you identify specifically, I'm praying to God in the name of Jesus, his son.
Jesus.
When you identify the listen, I believe in the one God, Jehovah, who gave his only
hallelujah.
Begotten son, Jesus. I'm talking about that
that's
God.
That's
Jehovah.
Hallelujah.
That God.
Hallelujah.
Then
yeah.
you make a distinction because
uh-huh.
anybody can make a God or be a God or
right.
consider a
that's
God.
True.
even from Old Testament to now, they had the god of Baal, they had Molech, they had other gods.
Yes.
Right? But when you specify specifically, I'm talking about the god of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm talking about the god of Israel. I'm talking about the god who said, let there be in the world. I'm talking about the god who gave his only begotten son, Jesus.
That's it.
I'm talking about Jehovah, this god. Now
Jehovah,
you have identified who you're talking about.
That's
That's why when you start praying
in the name of Jesus, that's when folk get mad. That's when demons start getting rattled. When Jesus stood up, when Jesus was in the temple teaching, that's when the demons got up and said, "What have we to do with you? You come before the time." That's, the demons don't say nothing when them folks start praying to Molech and all them other demons. They ain't say nothing because that was one of them. But it's in the name of Jesus, folks start
Jesus.
Getting rattled.
Got to use
that's
that
why
name.
When you get better faith, right now, when you get ready to pray, folks will ask you, well, you know, are you going to say Jesus? They'll ask
they
you.
Sure
gonna say
do.
They
yes,
don't ask
they
you
do.
If you're going to say any of these other strange gods. They ain't going to ask you if you're going to put on your special underwear and get out your special spectacles. They don't ask you none of that.
No.
They ask you if you're going to say the name of Jesus. That's when people start getting offended. So that's why I said, no, I don't agree that we all, that's some of that stuff that Oprah say. You know, we all going to the same place the same way. No, no, we ain't.
Mm-hmm.
And we
that's
all
right.
ain't got the same God.
But, Pastor Kim, you said it correct, though, because I experienced that just recently during the holidays when we had an, you know, like a little eating event at the office, and I wanted to pray over food. And so, but someone spoke up and said, I don't want to be a part of the prayer. And so the reason why is because they don't want you to say in the name of Jesus.
Come on now.
Uh-huh.
They just want you to pray, but don't say the name of Jesus because they don't believe the name of Jesus. So, you know, I prayed anyway, and I said in the name of Jesus.
Jesus, right.
That's right, because I wasn't going to hold back from that because that's what I'm accustomed to, and that's what I believe.
Right.
But they didn't want to hear that. See, so you're right about that. You're right. You're right about that.
Yeah. And
listen to what he said in Matthew, the 10th chapter. He talks about confessing Christ before men, Matthew 10 and 32. And he said, therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Then he said, listen, do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword.
Amen.
That a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against a mother-in-law, and a man's enemies will be those of his own household.
Yeah,
okay.
When you begin to make a distinction about who you serving, I'm serving Jesus. I just God, but I'm serving His Son, Jesus. I'm serving that God. That God is hope. Now you begin to offend people. People get uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. People get upset, and
that's
they don't want to be around you because you made a distinction. I'm serving this Jesus right here in the Bible.
That's right.
Amen.
And you know, Pastor Cameron, also the word speaks about that when people call each other our brothers and our sisters. The Bible, you know, basically says our brothers and sisters are doing the will of God.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
Amen.
You. I give you a great example. About 2 years ago, when the governor of Alabama, folks got mad at him because they said something about their brothers and everybody was their brothers and sisters. And he clarified.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no. He said, everybody's not my brother and my sister. Because my brother and sister are the ones that do the will of God. He said, now you can become my brother and my sister, but everybody automatically is not. And people got mad with him. They got mad with him
so
because
true.
They said he was offending people. And he wasn't offending people. He was telling the truth.
Uh-huh.
But see, people don't want to hear the truth. They're offended by the truth.
They're offended. They're very uncomfortable because they have to do something with what you said. They have
Thank
to do
you.
Something with it. And you're held accountable for everything you hear.
So now you're held accountable. You're held accountable, so you just can't not do anything with it. You can't just not do anything with it. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to give y'all something else, too. I shared this with Pastor the other day. I don't know if y'all heard the news, heard it on the news, but about a week ago over in the Middle East, this young man executed his own mama.
What?
Lord.
He executed his own mother because his mother was trying to get him to leave the country because she said the Shiites, I think it was the Shiites or whoever was in, it was ISIS. She said, "This we need to get away from this because this is dangerous." And she was trying to get him to leave the country with her. And he turned her in. And they had him execute his own mama. This was about 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
But that's written in the Bible.
Exactly. That's why I brought it up. Because the very words of Jesus, Now, I don't know if she was a Christian. I don't know if she was saved. I don't know any of that. But I do know that she recognized that there was an evil element in what's going on over there. And she tried to get him away from it. And he turned his own mama in and ended up executing his own mother.
So you guys see why I brought up a question about what God you're praying to.
You're right.
We Christians must know what God we're praying for. Mm-hmm. And we must counsel those who are new to the kingdom of God, who are new. We must counsel them because they come from a world where there are many gods. And they are confused. They don't know. They were called by this God that we know, the living God, the one and only true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But that's new to them. So it's important for us to surround ourselves with those who are new in Christ, you know, to guide them, to direct them, to help them understand this way of living. And who this God is. Were you going to say something, Pastor Gillian?
Everything that's been said has been great. I think, and I'm just kind of collecting my thoughts here. But when I think about, you know, training people and whatever, you know, I often think about what Jesus told Peter, you know. And this is not to say that we not going to train people. I think it's good, but at some point, the people that we are dealing with have got to be converted.
Right.
Because
talking about the converted people.
Okay, got it.
Talking about only the converted people in this instance, yes.
Okay, got it.
And I just want to go on and say, this is good. I knew I was going to learn something tonight. I just want to go on and say that... and knowing this God that who we pray to, and being specific, I think Pastor Tyron said something about being specific. You know, I think what's the prayer? The prayer in Matthew 6:9-13, where Jesus was teaching his disciples how to pray.
Right.
And that was like. A template for them, you know, and it's actually a template for those of us who are just starting out, not knowing anything about praying. I can give you a better example of what I want to say. And I wrote it down somewhere. In John 17, is it John 17? Yes, the Lord's Prayer. That's I know we call the prayer in Matthew 6:9-13, the Lord's Prayer. But actually, the Lord was teaching them that. But I call the Lord's Prayer John 17, where Jesus is praying to the Father. I believe we're all familiar with that prayer. If not, would like to turn with me there? Where Jesus, are you guys turning or what?
I'm there.
Oh, okay. Well, Jesus is praying to his Father, our God. And in the scripture, we have a firsthand look at how Jesus prayed. And this is how he prayed when he was not instructing his disciples on how to pray or others on how to pray. He was not doing the teaching, but he was doing the praying. And if you notice how he started off there, he said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven." And I may not be reading from the same version that you have. He said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned," and blah, 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 blah. We can go on and on and on. But he starts out by being specific. Because remember now, he was in a time, hello? He was in a time period where there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of God all around.
Right.
Okay? Jesus was always specific in everything that he, and notice he was specific in recognizing who he was praying to. Do you see that?
Right.
He was recognized the Lord. A Lord is the owner. He's the owner of earth. He's the owner of everything that is. He made it all. So he started off by giving some honor to him, some praise and some honor to him. And I love that prayer. If you haven't read that prayer in its entirety, I tell you, it is a wonderful, wonderful prayer to read. Anyway, I just wanted to throw that in because Jesus is the perfect example. When we want to learn something, whether it's how to pray, how to treat one another, his examples are perfect. Now, I want to get back to the disciples for a moment. And I guess you guys can see I'm just more or less giving some background here. I promise you next week we're going to go into specifics, okay? The specifics of how to pray, what to pray, and so forth and so on. Okay, but in the meantime, when Jesus was teaching his disciples how to pray,
right.
In that prayer, he was teaching them the elementary way of, as I said before, it was a template. That's the best way to put it. It was a template. Everybody knows a template on how to pray. Because these people, keep in mind that they watched Jesus. They was with him all the time. They watched him, and they sometimes heard him pray.
Right.
Not all the times, but so many times they heard him pray. And they wanted to mimic him in all his ways.
Right.
These people loved him, and they wanted what he had and to be like him. But you know something? And all of us on this line was taught how to pray by somebody. We were taught how to pray. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
You're right.
Like that. We were taught by somebody.
Right.
And we were taught how to pray. We were taught even how to sing a song, an anointed song, a song in a way that is anointed, or to even preach. Some of us were taught how to preach. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you something. There comes a time in our lives when we have to pass beyond that, right? We have to pass beyond mimicking others.
You're right.
We have to pass beyond that first step. Do we not?
You're right.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
We have to begin to put our own spin on things, on what we have, you know, on what we have learned. We have to, you know, like the praying, the preaching, the singing, whatever. We have to grow up.
And
be led by the. I'm sorry,
right. What? I said that's what God has been saying for a while. It's time for us to grow up. You know,
that's right.
Bishop said this one time. It talks about us being sons in Christ. And there's a scripture, and please forgive me for not being able to remember it exactly, but it talks about when you're children in under the law, you have a keeper. I can't remember the exact words, but basically when you are a baby in the law, you have a guardian or a keeper until you're old enough or mature enough to be able to do what needs to be done. That is where we still are right now. Many of us are still in that position. And God is unable to completely trust us with the riches of the kingdom, because that's just like giving a baby a loaded gun. You don't give a baby a loaded gun because he doesn't know what
to
do with it.
Right.
And
that's
many of us, if we're not babies, we're rebellious teenagers.
Right.
We can say amen. We're either babies or we're
rebellious
teenagers.
That's true.
And we're not quite in the sonship stage yet. We're not in the adult stage where we can be trusted with the riches of the kingdom. Because we're still trying to figure out how to tithe. We're still trying to figure out how to treat our neighbors. We're still trying to figure out how to pray.
Right.
We got to get the foundational stuff before God can trust us with the governing.
Right.
That's the whole point of what we're doing now, is learning how to rule.
Baby in Christ.
Amen.
How to rule.
Well,
that's what we're
going to
be doing.
Right.
That's what we're going to be doing in glory. That's what we're going to be doing when
because
Christ
we're
comes
kingdom
back. That's
people.
That's going to be our position. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Because we're kingdom people.
We're
we
kingdom
have
people.
We learn how to rule.
Yes.
Amen.
And so we have to grow up in this area. All of us have to grow up in this area. We have to begin to, and I'm talking about praying, whether it's singing, and again, whether it's preaching, we have to grow up in this area. We have to go to the deepest parts of our belly. I mean, we have to begin to be led by the Spirit. Being led by the Spirit.
Amen.
Being led by the Spirit in prayer.
Yeah.
You
know what? The first thing is, to be led by Spirit, you got to have the Spirit.
You got to have the Spirit. That's right.
So
you have to be born again. You have to be
first,
filled.
That's right.
Filled.
Exactly. Exactly.
Amen.
You got to have it. You know, I know it sounds good to, you know, to get people to a certain level, because that's what we all want, to be able to have people grow and develop.
Right.
But you don't know the reality and the irony of all of that, the fact that it's going to take some of us, our whole lifetime, as we grow and develop and mature, to get to the point where God really can put us forth in things. So, I mean,
amen.
When I first came into the church, you know, I thought it'd be overnight. You know how you flip the switch on, but you don't get it like that. The Bible says that tribulation work patience. So, if you want to get experience of God, you got to go through some stuff. So, when you talk about how to pray,
trials and tribulations.
You know, I thought about the times when things were tight and, you know, the light bill got due and the gas bill. You know, we don't have to have a whole lot of fancy words. Say, Lord, I need some money to pay this bill. That's a prayer.
Yes.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen. That's right, Charlie. That's right.
That's it.
And to the point. Amen.
You know, let enough stuff start happening. You know.
Amen.
Let enough stuff start to break down on you. You'll pray real quick. You ain't got time to
come on.
Father, you laid the hip, man. Look, if I don't pay this bill, I'm out of here. I need help.
Look, Pastor Gillian, be like Smokey Norville. I need you now.
Right.
I need you now, God.
You know,
I ain't got time for all
that
stuff.
Learn
I need you now.
Right. So when you mention those things, it's a process and it is illumination that you go through.
And we that understand that to get people to that kingdom stage that you were talking about, Pastor Kim, they got to get processed through that. And we want to put it on them as soon as they, you know, speak in tongue, whatever we want to say, they got it. No, they ain't got it.
No, they don't.
No, they ain't got it either.
Again, that's just like a newborn baby come out and you like, who is a baby? It's a human being. Well,
okay.
Come on, let me go and get you a job.
They got it.
And, you know, let me get you a job and get you a steak. And, you know, this baby, you ain't got no teeth. Your teeth crawl. You know, you still got something like behind your ears. Come on. You know, that's the reason Jesus said that a novice has no business in a position of authority, because you don't know anything yet.
I'm really encouraged about prayer because it's so important, and I'm to the point where I'm understanding, you know, that as you pray, you see God, the only thing that's really going to help you is the experiences that you go through. You ain't got nothing else. I mean, you can try all this fancy stuff, and I'm not saying nothing against that, but the only thing that's going to help you to pray earnestly is you got to be dealing with something. If you ain't dealing with nothing, what you got to pray about?
And tribulations.
Come on. Well,
what you
got
to pray about if you ain't dealing with nothing?
Pastor Gillian, you said you got you're going to be trying these different things, but isn't that the key right there? Trying tells me that you're not really sure. You know, if you're trying something, you don't know if it's going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't try in prayer. When you go to God, you go to Him knowing.
I understand that, but let me ask you this. When you first came to God, did you always believe everything that was said the first time? Because I didn't.
No, I didn't. Well,
hey, I ain't going to lie. I didn't.
But.
And you know what convinced me? You know what convinced me? Is the fact that, Lord, that's like the man that came to Jesus and said, Lord, listen, I believe, but what? Help thou mine
help
unbelief.
Help my unbelief.
Where you recognize the fact that, you know, Lord, this is a process. I came to you, you know, because I had a good feel, had an option. I ain't necessarily believe everything, but through the process of time, He has proved Himself. That's what my faith. No, I ain't gonna tell you that I believe everything the first time. I didn't.
But you know,
He has made a believer out of me.
Because you didn't. Yeah, you didn't know people.
I had no frame of reference.
And that's right. You got the experience and learn.
That's right. I had to go through some hard stuff. Yeah, to know. Listen, the only way that you're going to know that He is a food on the table is you got to have no food on your table.
Exactly.
You can't know it no other way.
Trials and tribulations.
You can't know it. You know, if for you to say He's a doctor and you ain't never been sick, I wonder how can you make that assertion?
Well, what do you have to say about that, Pastor Kelly? You've been trying to chime in.
Yeah, I was just going to say something, you know, that as far as my experiences, I find myself praying before I pray because the thought process is there. And I have a thought of my prayer and I pray it. So I'm praying before I pray because I'm believing God for something. And I think we all do that because.
Yeah.
Now, there might be an instant prayer. I'm not, you know, don't get me wrong. Somebody might come off an instant prayer off the top or whatever. But we almost like we pray before we pray because we believe in God for something, trusting God for something, even before we pray.
Amen.
You know,
so
therefore there's a prayer before the prayer. You know, I can't ever remember myself coming out and just, you know, I would give a prayer, but then there's a prayer before a prayer. Now, there are some instant prayers where I'm just believing and trusting God for something. Lord, just like you all spoke earlier, I need it. You know, I need some finances for this or that. Mm-hmm. But then there's a prayer before a prayer because you already know what you're going through and what you're dealing with. Even though we know that God knows all that, we don't remember it always. That God knows everything about us. See, so therefore, a lot of times we don't have to go into no all-out prayer We just need to ask mm-hmm. God to fix our situation.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know,
as you,
yeah, seriously.
As you,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. That, I get it. And as you're talking, I'm thinking about one time Jesus did that. I understand that sin before you pray it. I do understand that. Pastor Karen?
Yes, ma'am.
You are really good at remembering scriptures quicker than I am. I remember what Jesus said when he was at the tomb of Lazarus. Mm-hmm. You know, he spoke to the Father and he said, do you remember what he said? He said that something like he knew it wasn't because he didn't have to really ask the Father for
yeah.
the resurrection of Lazarus. He said,
but
the sake of the
for
people,
the sake of those
I will
here.
Pray.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the
yeah.
sake of the those that are here, I will pray.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of liken that to what Pastor Kelly just said, and that's not to demean anything what anybody has said, but that's what came to my mind. Like you, what you were saying, like you're kind of praying before you pray.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
anybody
you know,
else? Uh huh. Go ahead.
Let me throw this out there. You know, talking about people praying when you're a baby in Christ, God
mm-hmm.
answers your prayers quick.
Yes.
Because He's trying to build your faith.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to build your faith and to build your trust in Him. So
mm-hmm.
it's almost like as soon as you before you even pray it. As soon as you pray it, it's like God responds because He wants to build your faith
yes.
and build your trust. Not saying that He
mm-hmm.
doesn't respond to you later, but just saying that
mm-hmm.
initially it seems like God will respond quickly because He wants
mm-hmm.
you to know I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then as we build our faith, it's not that He doesn't respond. He does respond. But he responds. It's like he's building our faith in a different way. He's building
right.
our trust. He's deepening the well in a way. He's deepening the
mm-hmm.
root.
Mm-hmm.
Am I making sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're
yeah.
making
yeah.
sense. But you know, I'm going to say this something I learned, and it didn't come to my attention until a couple of days ago or more, and it makes so much sense. And I believe I passed to Gillum about it on the way out of service on Sunday. God never reproduced.
You're right.
He never reproduced. What God has instilled
mm-hmm.
in us has been in us from the time that He produced us.
Right.
So no
Amen.
Matter where we are,
mm-hmm.
our
right.
thinking are not God's ways. That's not the way God thinks.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words,
mm-hmm.
whatever we're going through in life and what we're dealing with, even in our prayer, it's already been preordained.
Correct.
We need the faith and the strength to trust God for the manifestation. We need it. God don't need it.
Amen. That's right.
It's
good.
A difference.
Yeah.
It's a difference.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and it made so much sense because once God produced one seed, that seed produced many. So therefore, what God puts in us from the beginning is already there.
Amen.
Yeah. He said He knew
God.
You when you was in your mother's womb.
Praise
Amen.
God.
So, it changed my whole perspective about things, so I have to right now trust God even more for what He has already placed in me. Even in my prayer,
mm-hmm.
I trust You, Lord, to bring out in me what You have already placed in me.
Amen.
For me to
God.
Not be distracted and have doubt, the only thing that comes in the way of that is me and myself. That's why the Bible
mm-hmm.
tells us that now self take up our cross and follow Him, because our self gets in the way of many things God already placed in us.
Praise
right.
God. Praise
it
God.
It became so clear.
Oh, praise See. God. That is really good, really, really good.
So my
good.
Perceptive
but,
has changed. So, you know,
and
I'm not saying that in a – it's on me now that – it's just on me to know that it's so real and so true right now as
praise
I speak.
God. Amen.
That
well,
there's
you know
nothing
what?
New. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm so sorry. You know, our time is up, and
oh.
this is so good. You see,
oh.
when
when the table is set with good food, you just don't realize what time it is, do you?
No, you don't.
Oh, my goodness. I thank God for this night. And we are going to speak more about specifics next week and the promises of God and asking and even doubting. We're going to go into those next week, okay?
Amen.
Come expected. And Pastor Kyron?
Yes, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time of just revelation, word, and fellowship tonight. God, we pray that the lesson that we just talked about and fellowship on tonight will just permeate our hearts, Father, and just reverberate in our spirits, God, echo in our minds. Lord, we just thank you for your goodness, mercy, and grace, for your holy scripture, your holy word.
Yes,
and then, God, we thank you for unity and being on one accord tonight, Lord. God, we pray that we continue to receive divine revelation of your word, God, to continue seeking your word and receiving a higher height, a deeper depth, and a greater understanding. My Father, as we leave this place but never your presence, we pray for just traveling in mercies. We pray for your grace to be upon us and your peace to rest upon us as well. Forgive us now for our sins. Bless us, God. Keep us. Watch over us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thanks, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
God, y'all be glory, praise, and honor. To God be
Amen.
Honor.
Y'all be blessed.
Yes.
We'll see you next week.
Bless
Amen.
You. Love y'all. See you at church.
And thank you bye-bye. So much.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.